We're also spending some time this week talking about science. And each day this week, we're going to hear from a different scientist in America in a different field about the research that they're doing. Mike Snyder chairs the genetics department at Stanford University. He's director of the Stanford Center for Genomics and Personalized Medicine. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, so you're involved in a lot of interesting things, and I want to ask you about them. But first, the one that really has made headlines around the world, you're looking at the biomolecular effects of space travel, in particular with these twin astronauts, Mark and Scott Kelly. And Scott Kelly recently returned from a year in space. What do you want to know from this, and what have you found?
Well, what we want to know is everything that can happen to a person when they go through space travel. It's a very stressful experience. They see a lot of G-forces, if you will, when they blast off. But even while they're in space, their whole sleep cycle is messed up. They're orbiting around the Earth and getting exposed to radiation. It's very stressful in the human body, and we want to know all the possible changes that occur when this happens.
Is that just so that we know that for people who will later go into space, or does that help us with our own biology here on the ground, for those of us who will not take a trip in space?
It helps both. That is to say, I think we want to know how to send people in long distances to space. If we're ever going to send people to Mars, we have to know all the stress responses they'll experience, have to know how to deal with that, because it's actually very, very dangerous, if you will, to have all this radiation exposure and not understand how to treat it and such and understand all its effects. But I would argue it's also going to help us a lot on Earth. We want to understand how people really react to different kinds of stress and different kinds of forces. And the kinds of measurements we're doing let us follow this in incredible detail.
You are also involved in studying something else that was considered a landmark study back in 2012 in personalized medicine, where you sequenced your own genome and combined with the results of blood tests discovered that you had a high risk for type 2 diabetes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're in a new era where it's possible to sequence people's DNA and understand their genetic makeup and then predict disease risk. We're also in a position where we can literally make millions, if not billions, of measurements on people's blood. So we launched a study to do just that. We, in fact, started by sequencing my DNA, which made a number of predictions about diseases I was at risk of getting, one of which was type 2 diabetes. And then by making all these various measurements, and we've been following me now for 6 years, but during this period, we discovered that, in fact, my glucose went out of sight. And, in fact, I was classified as diabetic. I got it under control initially, although it's come back. It's still a bit problematic. So it's something I am trying to manage. But it's the first time someone's actually been able to use their genome to predict what diseases they're at risk for, and then, in my case, manage it at least initially.
And what do we still have to learn on that front? What do you still want to figure out with genomic biology?
Yeah, we still want to get better at predicting, so we want to do this for everyone. I envision a world where people will get their genome sequence before they're born. And from that, we'll be making predictions about their disease risk. And then basically, we will try to actually, you know, control perhaps the food they eat, maybe some of the things they do. If you're at high risk for certain things, say Parkinson's, you probably shouldn't be too close to pesticides. So there are certain combinations that are just bad about some genetics and the environmental exposures you have. The other thing we really want to understand is just exactly what does your environment do to your DNA as well as your health in general. So we're trying to define what it means to be healthy at a molecular level and then how to control that through diet, through exercise, through all kinds of means.
You're also working on the human microbiome project, studying the biologic relationship between humans and the tens of thousands of species of bacteria and other microbes living on and inside our bodies.
Yeah, that's right. It turns out there are 10 times as many microbes in and on us than there are our own human cells. So that is to say we have 10 trillion human cells that make up a human body, but we have 100 trillion microbes. Now, that sounds scary, but it's not at all. It turns out a lot of this is in your gut, and it's essential for digesting your food. It makes essential vitamins that we can't live without. It does all kinds of wonderful things. It gets a bit of a bad rap when you get sick because there's a small number of microbes that are not good for you. They're pathogens, and they cause trouble. But in general, your microbiome that you walking around with every day is quite healthy for you.
What drew you to this field? Why did you want to learn more about biology?
Yeah, I guess I have an incredible fascination with how things work. If you think about it, the human body is an incredibly deluxe machine that you feed it certain things, you expose it to all kinds of things, and sometimes the things that keep you healthy will be a little bit different from the things that keep me healthy and others. And we really want to understand that formula, if you will, the magic formula that keeps us all healthy. And if we do get sick or get disease, we want to understand the best approach for actually trying to manage that. And that's going to differ with different people. I think it's a complex problem, but I think it's one we can figure out.
That's Mike Snyder, who chairs the genetics department at Stanford University. Professor, thank you.
Thanks very much for having me.